This is not the first time that dedicated militants have hijacked four planes at once. In another September, 1970, Palestinian terrorists commandeered four commercial jetliners. They forced three of those planes to land at a former British air base in the Jordanian desert. Bill Tuohy was then a Los Angeles Times correspondent. He watched the events unfold.
There was a TWA plane and the Swiss airplane.
Right.
And within a day, they hijacked a British Airways plane, and it joined the other two. So you had, in the middle of nowhere, on this flat plain, three modern jetliners with their crews and passengers.
And the fourth plane was where?
The fourth plane wound up being, this is the Pan Am plane, being accepted to land at Cairo. And then, after some hassling and back and forth, the hijackers and the crew and passengers got off the Pan Am plane, and I think they blew it up or destroyed it on the ground in Cairo, but with no loss of life.
Now, we still have the three planes there.
Exactly.
In Jordan. What happened to them?
They were taken over by a militant Palestinian guerrilla group called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, known as the PFLP. They were making demands, all sorts of demands, but mainly against the King of Jordan, King Hussein, because at the time, the ruling family, which was basically Bedouin, was in being challenged by militant Palestinians, which made up more than 50% of Jordan at the time, people of Palestinian descent. So this was an internal civil war, but in a broader sense, it was the Palestinians against the Israelis, and the pawns were an American, a Swiss, and a British airliner with hostages. They were making their claims. They wanted the release of various prisoners out of Israeli jails, out of Jordanian jails. They had demands on the king that they, in effect, be allowed to set up a state within a state.
And how did it happen then that the planes were eventually blown up?
Well, nobody really knows, Noah. By that I mean they kept releasing people, first women and children, and then a few others, and then they hung on to the crew. And for reasons that have never been, I think, clear to anyone, they simply got everybody off the planes, and they left dynamite charges inside, and they just said, this is our statement. And at that point, or about that point, the civil war broke out between these groups and the king's army.
In the end, what happened with the various Palestinian factions in Jordan?
The king was so embarrassed by, one, the actual incident, but two, that it showed that he didn't have control over his own country, and his own army was beginning to really get uneasy with his seemingly indecisive stance. So this is when the Civil War broke out in earnest, and there was four or five more days of violent shooting between the militant Palestinians and the Jordanian army, which left a lot of Palestinians dead. The lore in the Palestinian camps was that all our brave martyrs who rose up in Black September were slaughtered by the Jordanian army troops. Cut to 2 years later, 1972, at Munich, the Palestinian militant group that captured and took hostage the Israeli athletes that led to many of their deaths in the end, they took the name Black September to commemorate, if that's the word, the events of September 1970 in Jordan.
Mr. Tuohy, thank you for explaining this to us.
You're very welcome.
Bill Tuohy is a retired Los Angeles Times correspondent. He spoke with us from London.